Greetings in Jesus' name on this 11th day of October, the year of our Lord, 2019. It's currently in the 50s outside and the wind is just absolutely blowing. And we're having a little nor'easter come up the coastline. It's not raining, it's not snowing, but the wind is blowing. And we're grateful to the Lord for the traveling mercies that He gave us on yesterday. Yesterday was a travel day for us. And we went by bus from Athens, Georgia to the Atlanta airport, and then by plane from Atlanta all the way to Portland, Maine, and then by car back here at 7 o'clock. A full day of travel, and we give God the glory for how He helped us and encouraged us along the way. Today's been a busy day already. I was up early and went in for a stress test, and they want to make for sure that there's nothing going on with my heart. But I almost maxed out their machine, made it almost to 13 minutes and a heart rate of 160. And boy, they were so happy. They said, "You're way up in the upper percentile." And then they looked at everything, couldn't find anything wrong with me. I suggest they might need to look at my brain. Maybe they'll find something wrong up there. But we had a good time. And I'm back in my office, spending some time studying and corresponding with some pastors, and then headed down to the house of God to go out and do some evangelism, meet people with the gospel. And then from the gospel, I'll be eating lunch and then back here to work around the house. And then headed over to hear Brother Randy C. Barton preach tonight in Yarmouth, Maine at Brooke Suttles Church. It's going to be a great day. Thank you for praying for us and believing God with us on this fabulous Friday. In your Bible today, if you have a copy of the Scriptures, I want you to look with me in Proverbs chapter number 11 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight." You know, this verse is teaching us that we need to be honest in all of our transactions. Are you one of those individuals that when someone gives you the wrong change back, do you call them on that? Or do you walk out of the store and say, "Oh, I got them that time. You know, they've raked me over the coals long enough and charged me for things that they ought not to charge me for, and now I got a little bit of it back." Are you one of those individuals? Well, you're an individual that's living in sin. Because the Lord says a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. You know, in olden days, many of you are old enough to remember that they used to weigh things out. And they had that balance, those scales, they had them calibrated. They had little brass weights that they would put, and they would calibrate those scales. And when they put your candy or when they put your flour, or when they put your dried beans, or when they put your squash or your cucumbers on that and weighed that out, they gave you a just weight. And they made sure of that. And when you went to pay for it, you got what you paid for. Well, there's times in our life that we just lose our integrity. There are people that are deceptive, and they're tricking the system so that they might be able to seemingly make it out better than they used to make it out. My dear friend, this is a warning coming from the preacher man today. A false balance is abomination to the Lord. You are to do the right thing. You know, there's people down my street, which is a rough street here in our city, that will climb up on a ladder and tap into the internet line and steal internet service from the internet provider. You said, "That's foolish." Well, it is foolish, and we ought not to do that. But there's other people that will absolutely steal things, and they'll steal time from their employer. You said, "How do they do that?" By playing on their phone all day, by simply looking at a screen all day long when they have been paid to do an honest day's wage, an honest day's salary, and an honest day's work. For an honest day's work, they've been paid to do that. You know, everywhere I go today, all I see, even on the side of the road, construction crews, people in loaders, people in equipment, all I see is I see people staring at their phone. They're staring at that all day long. Were you paid to stare at your phone, or were you paid to do an honest day's work for an honest day's wage? What were you paid for? We must be careful that we understand that a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. We should, everything we do should be filled with integrity. And we should be honest in every item that we do. And may God teach us this great truth, and may we walk with a clear conscience before Him and honor Him with our life. You know, this may not be the most popular truth that you find in the Bible, but it is a life-altering truth. Because when we walk with a clear conscience, we're able to be filled with the Holy Ghost, and the Lord will do a great work in our life, a work of transformation. And may God grant that for every single one of us. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on Monday.